But a tender Tennessee Christmas is the only Christmas for me.
Well, this was one of those breaks that Romy's idea of an enhanced membership participation where you could listen in on everything we say during the break. How are we going to do that, Romy? Have you figured that out yet?
We're working on it.
I think we have
exclusive.
I think we have listeners that would weigh in on that deal. What goes on during the breaks can sure get fun, I'll tell you that. When we left the broadcast that was publicly airing over the airwaves of Arizona, we were talking about returning snowbirds and their water treatment system. We've put it through a water softener. We've put it through an RO system. It's perfectly pure. It's perfectly clean. But we've also taken away its natural, its added defense system. We at the city have added a whole bunch of chlorine and fluoride to it to deliver it safely to your house.
Good news is
the water treatment system has removed all that. Have we left the water vulnerable to problems?
To answer one quick question regarding Tucson water with Central Arizona Project, there is no fluoride in Tucson water.
Okay.
Now,
I thought that was a federal thing.
No, it's not a mandate. Tucson does not have fluoride in their water.
Okay.
However, the chlorine levels in Tucson average about 1.5 to 2.0 parts per million.
Okay.
It's ideal for a swimming pool. It's enough to kill any bacteria that may be in the water.
Okay.
You were asking before a break about snowbirds that have been gone away to their hometowns and returned.
Wherever they hail from.
Wherever they hail from.
Yeah.
That's exactly right. When you get home, turn off the Kinetico softener. We put a beautiful three-position bypass valve. It's got three colors like a traffic light. And I always make a joke that even a man can't mess it up too bad.
Okay.
Because red shuts off the water to the home in the event maybe you have a leak in your house. Yellow puts the Kinetico into bypass, feeding hard water. And when you're in green, you're in service. So when the folks come back, I tell them to kick that system into yellow and open up every faucet in the house and let the water run for about 5 minutes. That 2.0 parts per million of chlorine, if there's anything that's in the pipes, will knock it out really quick.
Right.
On your drinking water application with that patented K5 drinking water station, all you have to do is open up the faucet, let the water bleed out. Or better yet, give me a call. Stop by my shop at 1870 West Prince Road, suite number 7, right off of Prince Road and Romero Road, and pick up a brand new set of Kinetico filters and replace the system.
And is that something y'all recommend homeowners can do yourselves? Because you have to be pretty careful not to contaminate the canisters or the filters.
That's exactly right. But once again, like I said, chlorine will kill about anything it comes in contact with.
Okay.
But do change those filters. Now, Kinetico has an automatic shut-off mechanism built in it. And after you consume 500 gallons of purified water, it'll shut off because we only allow the healthiest purified water and take the guesswork out of knowing when do I change my filters. The problem with competitor systems is their systems keep going and going and going, and the quality of the water goes back to where it was with city water. We keep it at a constant, healthy level.
Now, let me ask you this. The snowbirds, the winter visitors, return to their home. They turn on every faucet and every valve in the house, let everything run for 5 minutes. But that doesn't necessarily evacuate the water in the RO tank that's been sitting there for 3 or 4 months.
What do we
do with that?
I would open up the faucet. You have a dedicated reverse osmosis faucet and let the water drain out. Put it in a big pitcher or a plastic container so you're not wasting it. Feed it to your plants.
Okay.
But you'll have healthy purified water within an hour.
All right. Go ahead, Mike, and then we'll go to callers.
One more thing about the filters, too. You asked that, Rosie. The Kinetico K5 patented system, our filters are where you can – they're not a filter in a filter housing. When we remove our filters, the whole filter comes off.
I got it.
So you don't have to worry about that. So that makes it so unique, folks.
Okay. Got it. Romy, let's go to Jana in Sun City, who's very patiently been waiting. Jana B. in Tucson, you'll be next. Good morning, Jana.
Hello. Got a question. I've got an older house, and it appears that the backyard hose bib is the plumbing comes through the house instead of around the house.
Right.
So, can I put a water softener on that house and still be able to water the garden? Or because I use the hose when I fertilize the citrus to help water it in above and beyond the irrigation.
Okay. You know, this really brings up two questions that, you know, we've heard for a lot of years that you cannot water plants with softened water.
That is kind of an old wives' tale, if I may use that adage.
It is.
Because there's such a small residual sodium left over in the water, 180 milligrams in a slice of white bread, but any sodium left over will not affect any plants indigenous, and I love that word, to southern Arizona.
Okay.
The Arizona Water Quality Association.
Okay. So, but we don't necessarily want to water. We don't want to run our irrigation system through softened water, primarily because of the cost of operation at that point, right?
That's correct.
Yeah. Okay.
Now, with her situation, yes, we can put in a water treatment system in your home. What we normally do, there's a couple of different options you can do. We actually are state licensed, bonded, insured contractors. We do all of our own installations. So what we can do is we can come out to your home, do a quick site survey, and that backyard hose bib, normally we would run a line from your main line to the back. So we have no application out there that we can't put in, Rosie.
I mean, it's more often than not you're doing a retrofit where you're having to accommodate a hard water hose bib, maybe in multiple locations around the house, and in some instances, I would guess.
And that's correct. And what, like Jack mentioned before, our state-of-the-art bypass has these color codes. If the customer doesn't want to maybe do a little bit of extra expense on that line, you can turn the unit off on bypass, water all you want out in the backyard, and go that way. So we have two great options for the consumer.
All right. From there, we have B calling from Tucson. Let's bring B into the conversation. Jana, thanks for the call. B, good morning.
Yes. Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I was wondering about removal of excessive nitrates. I have a home in the Central Valley of California that exceeds nitrate for regulatory purposes, and I was wondering if I could use the same kind of system in my Southern California home. I mean, as my Central Valley home, it's my Southern Arizona home.
Interesting question. And that question, too, also has about three or four very interesting subtopics to it.
Exactly. And thank you for calling. We appreciate that. The Kinetico Drinking Water Station is actually certified to extract nitrates as well as other inorganics that may or may not be in your drinking water. And that's solely going to be at the kitchen sink and to the refrigerator, making the healthiest possible purified water and taking the guesswork out of knowing what am I drinking.
Can we talk a little bit about the issue of water softeners in California?
Well, California is a different state completely. There is a lot of
things. Boy, is it. Amen, brother.
You know, there's so much going on over there. And
there's a reason a lot of them are moving here.
Well, Mike, it's okay. You're with us.
Oh, I understand. You know what? The water treatment business has changed so much dramatically over the years, folks. And there's good, bad, and ugly in everything you do, Rosie, yeah, out there. And I'm telling you that there are different commercials on TV here saying they're outlawing water treatment and water softeners everywhere. That's not true, folks. It's really not happening everywhere like that.
It's another urban myth.
It is. Yeah.
That is correct.
So that addresses one topic of first. What won't a full house water treatment system remove?
Well, we still leave minerals that we need on a day-to-day basis. People are afraid that if they drink purified water that they're not going to get their daily
quantity of
minerals and vitamins. And the answer is what you're eating, what you're drinking on a day-to-day basis, and the vitamin supplements that you're taking. Those are the actual vitamins you want going in, the selenium, calcium, not the hard water.
Yeah. So she could have the system set up in her Tucson home, and then in the Central Valley, California home that's nitrate high, it would solve that dilemma as well.
That is correct.
I mean, it used to be, I don't know the formulas, but it used to be in RO, it would produce about 1 gallon of fresh water for about every 2 to 3 gallons that it would require to back flush the filters. And we're at about that now. At one time, there was like as much as 5 or 6 gallons to backwash.
Yeah. The Kinetico K5 drinking water station is like a 1.5 to 1.
That's awesome.
It is awesome. It's out there. It's doing its thing. It's a BioPure system. Our system will remove 99.999% of all the bacterias. Arsenic, viruses, bacteria, E. coli. We've got it. That's why we're written up number one by Consumer Report right now.
Okay. What do you say about the salt-free systems?
Good question. As long as the customer can understand the limitations of a salt-free system, that it will condition the water by taking out chlorine, taste, and odor. It may reduce the hardness by about 8 to 12%, but that's not going to take everything out. You're still going to see the white calcium buildup in your dishwasher, your shower heads, faucets, fixtures, everywhere the water flows.
And it's my understanding that we can soften water without salt through an extensive amount of micro nano filters. But it's also my understanding to set that up for a residential home would be tens of thousands of dollars.
That is correct. Kinetico has a patented whole house reverse osmosis system, but think about it. You have to take a 300-gallon holding tank, a reservoir, and put that in your garage. So out goes one of the cars and in goes the system. The problem is the water can at times be a little aggressive on metal.
Yeah.
So if it comes in contact with metal, it could possibly affect it. And you're using a lot more water. So folks, in reality, Rosie, Rami,
yeah,
they keep it strictly at the kitchen sink and to the refrigerator because yeah, that's where they do most of their consumption.
And then we take the RO water and we feed it to its specific tap, its little gooseneck tap, and that's all in a flexible a non-copper, non-metallic tubing, that's just exactly for that aggressive
food
reason.
Food-grade quality plastic flex line is what it is.
Thank you.
Now, the neat thing about the Kinetico membrane can make up to 45 gallons of water a day, purified water at that. So the folks aren't waiting for purified water to be made. Our competitors average 6 to 8 gallon production with 3 to 4 hours to make a gallon of water. You're waiting time and time and time again.
Yeah. Interesting. Water can be so complicated. We can make it so complicated and we can make it so confusing. All right. I want to touch, and you guys may be uncomfortable going here, but I'm going to pull you here. How about the use of magnets or electricity?
Go ahead, Mike.
Okay, I've been in Arizona here for many, many years, and I remember back when the guy came to my front door and he says, hey, buy my magnet, hook it on your front hose bib out here, and it's going to remove everything. And please don't take this wrong, folks. If you believe in the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus, that's what's going to happen. I just don't think it's working properly. Now, some, you know, there could be some proven stuff out there, but we sure don't know anything about it.
Well, you read all of the science behind it, and it becomes really, really questionable that they can prove anything.
That is correct. And there's actually a website that you can Google search called Bunkhouse Water. And basically, it's a group of engineers that dedicate their time into looking into pseudoscience technology. And what their theory is, there is no patented option that will eliminate calcium hardness short of using sodium or potassium as a catalyst.
Okay. Well, that eliminates magnetism or electricity. So we'll get back to talking about more of that right after this short break. We're here with Jack Eversole of Kinetico of Tucson. Jack, again, thanks for joining us. If you'd like to visit with Jack in Tucson, you can call him at 293-6687.